Wow. This place is awesome. Definitely worth the 600 a night, right? What? Are you okay? You've been pretty quiet this evening. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Oh, come on. We talked about this for a long time. We told you, we promised you that everything would be fine. You get a hot weekend with a modesty aside, slamming hot fuck, go gloveless as often as you wish, and do something wonderful for the wife of your best friend. There's no strings attached. How many men get this kind of offer? Yes, it's unconventional. And yes, you've had a bit of a dry spell, so you're understandably nervous. Yes, my wife, your best friend of nearly 2 decades, gave you permission in writing to blow several loads into her woman. I've even confessed I'm looking forward to being with you this weekend. So, what more could you want? Money? We've offered you compensation several times, but you've denied it each time. Approval? We've all signed a legal contract for surrogacy that you read. Permission? Again, your best friend told you to plow me, and I told you I want your cum, which we all said together in the same room multiple times. And safety. All three of us have a clean bill of health, which we shared amongst ourselves, and every method at our disposal has given you a complete string-free, get-out-of-jail-free card. You're not going to be a father. Our child will have two mothers. I mean, my wife and I decided against IVF and want experience being a mother naturally, so we need a man. We've agreed that our child will not need a father, so you won't get hit with child support. We both make more than you, and the contract clearly states that you will have no financial responsibilities at any time. We even talked about eventually letting you be a part of the child's life if you wanted to be, though it wouldn't be as a father or paternal figure. And even then, only if you want to. You have a final say in that possibility. This is like the best possible situation anyone can ever hope for, right? At least a single man who hasn't gotten any in what, 2 years? Come here. Come to me. Come on. Touch me. Feel me. I'm hot. I'm well made. I'm supple. I have curves in all the right places. I'm flexible. I'm horny and hungry for it. For you. And I'm ovulating. What? Come on, what is it? Well, yeah, this could be bad, like in a different context. Cheating, betrayal, but that means that it's hurting somebody and it's in secret behind someone's back. But we all agreed that this is okay, openly, together, and we've had several discussions to make sure we're all on the same page. So, morally, there shouldn't be an issue here, right? Okay, so what else is there? No, seriously. We won't force this. I mean, it'll hurt to have to start over with someone else as a donor, sure, but if you simply can't, then we won't. However, I would like to know what is going on in that head of yours to make you feel that this is somehow wrong here at the zero hour. Well, yes, sexual orientation is not a choice, but as I've said many times, I'm not necessarily a lesbian. I've always been drawn to men, and I'm not a virgin, but I just feel more drawn to your best friend. I love my wife, and we are so happy together, and you know this. You were there for her coming out, for our marriage, and you've been a great family friend in all ways. Furthermore, you're a great man. She loves you, and I've come to really enjoy having you in our lives. Although, there was one thing I guess I should have mentioned. Don't tell her I told you this, but you could have been here with her tonight. Well, remember when she went through her last breakup, before she and I got together? When you were consoling her through her heartache? She was broken, and she felt ugly, and she asked you why she couldn't keep a woman happy. You remember what you said? You said something to the effect of, if you weren't a happy lesbian, I'd fuck you blue for a week and die happy, or something like that. Yeah, that. Now I know, she knows, you were trying to make her feel better about herself sexually, but at the time, it kind of hit her as you saying she couldn't even get a man to fuck her. No. We all know you weren't trying to kick her when she was down. We both know you. You were trying to tell her that the only thing keeping you from jumping her was her orientation. That you were being respectful of her sexual preferences while trying to tell her you found her desirable. It just kind of stuck with her, and it came up when we decided to approach you for this, to father our child. On one hand, she thought that this all might have gone over better if she offered herself to you. But that lesbian block thing of yours kind of told her that I was a better choice. That because I'm bi, there wouldn't be any moral dilemma or whatever delicate sensibility you have that would prevent you from sleeping with me. Now, none of us think you're deluded enough to believe that your cock will make us straight or bring us back to the light or whatever. You're not an asshole. You've been a wonderful friend, and you've supported us both at every turn. Her longer than me, but for both of us, without fail. Even now, here, with me. This is fine. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not hurting your best friend. And I'm not hurting my wife. We want a child, and you can do that. You can give this to us. After everything that we've been through, you are the best choice to give us this fantastic gift. We're not solving a ruined relationship. We're not using a kid to trap one another. I'm not using you to get back at her. And I mean if orientation is some kind of choice, we are choosing to be with you to have a child. To start a family together. Anything wrong or whatever in regards to our being lesbians is on us, not on you. You are heterosexual, and you are attracted to us as women. You just don't look at me or my wife that way because you are good and respectful. And just remember that... We both want this. You. We want you to do this, to give us a healthy baby. And though we all agree that this is kind of a weird place to find ourselves in, it's a totally win-win situation. Everyone gets something great, something special, something needed. Besides, you get to tag a piece of ass no man can have. And I promise you, you've never had a chance at anything this tight. Anyone this hungry for your baby batter. Your man chowder, your spooge, your rod of disaster, family-friendly fire hose. Baby-giving turkey baster. Make me your cum catcher? No, shoot me with your cream cannon. Inject me with your semen syringe. Put your hot dog in my bun. Wait, no, my pussy. My ass is not on the menu. Well, not tonight at any rate. I need your genetic jizz juice for baby birthing in my primary hole. There you go. Tension breaker. Come on, it's weird, but just relax. Laugh. Look, it's just sex. And despite my orientation, this is my biological design. I'm able to bear a child just as you are able to sire one. It's just that normally I'm more into tacos than burritos. Okay. Truth. I'm a bit nervous here too. I'm bisexual with lesbian leanings, but I'm basically a virgin here. The idea of having a man on and in me again is honestly a bit frightening. But that said, I'm game. I'm interested. I want you to do this. I actually really want to do this with you, seriously. I mean, if you want to take me from behind, I won't object. Doggy style will still knock me up. I'm just saying, if you're so inclined, I'm okay with missionary or any other facing each other methods that lend themselves to intimacy. I won't hide my face or ask you not to look at me or something else to kill the mood. And I kind of want to see you. To look at you and embrace you. See you as you release inside of me. I need this. I need you to do this for me, for us, for my wife and I, for our family to be. I also, if I may, think that you really need this too. This is about sex. Making a baby. Being intimate, but not love. We're not dating. You and I are not married. However, above all else, we are not cheating. So come on. Let's at least check out the bedroom. Lose the clothes. I will. Let's at least see about making each other feel good. Yeah? Wow. Nice bed, huh? Oh, and damn, you're fine. Do you like me? Curves and warmth and wet and ready. All yours. All for you. For the entirety of the weekend, you get this. Come on, let's prime the pump a bit. Get us ready for that big baby batter blast that you're about to give me, and that I'm begging to have. Just like that. Here. Feel me. I'm wet. You and your fingers feel so thick. That's right. Now I'm ready for you. Go on. Fill me. Oh.
You feel amazing. Just like that. Just like that. You don't have to rush. Oh my god. Oh. Go harder. I can feel you. Your breath is hitching. And you're being really gentle, but you don't have to. You can go rougher. Faster. You like the way that I feel, don't you? You love it. You want to come in me so bad, so just do it. Go rougher. Yes. Oh, yes, just like that. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Yes. Oh, it was harder. 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 Yeah, come at me. Give me all that fucking cum. Give it to me. Come at me. Baby, come at me. Come in your best friend's wife. Yeah. I think I'm gonna. Wow. That was. Wow. Just. Wait, no, don't pull out. I need you to keep all your sauce in there. Hold on, just let me envelop you in my arms and legs. There we go. Gotta plug that hole and all. That's it. Wait, what? No. No, I don't regret this. You, I just, that was actually pretty amazing. You were great. And by the way, surprise, I was a virgin. Oh, no, shh. Calm down. It's okay. I wrapped you up for a reason. Yes, I am bi, and I'm drawn to men too. I just never found someone I wanted to be with before. Not like that, anyway. Yes, you were my first dick. My wife and I wanted to tell you this too, but we felt that with everything else you were already struggling with, and with everything you expressed before tonight, it just would have rubbed your sensibilities the wrong way. You were so worried about your betrayal and the morality already, we agreed that this would have just been unnecessarily complicated. You were so beside yourself wanting to do what was right for us, for you, as a man being best friends with two married lesbians. You tried so hard and you succeeded. Plus, as surprises go, I thought it would be a special gift for you. A pleasant surprise. Something that you've likely never had before. Something you would probably never get again. Unless... Did you actually read all of those contracts? Did you ever notice how in every clause that references my wife and I were called the family? While every clause that calls you out is by your full name. Yeah, see, all of the terms that were given to you about knocking me up, legally it applies to my wife as well. To your best friend. No, you weren't tricked. You weren't duped either. You're not in any kind of trouble. But please quit trying to pull me away. I need your seed to stay where it is. I just wanted you to understand that if you wanted to do just a little bit more for me, for us, you can give us both a child. Like both of us, individually. You see, we want a family, but we both want to experience it naturally. Both of us wanted the entire experience together. We both want a child, and we want our children to be close, like in age. You're not obligated in any way, though. We were gonna discuss this with you on Monday after your obligation to give me a baby was met. I mean, we may need to go a few more times, anyways. You're great in the sack, but that's different from knocking me up. And even after you succeed, there might be more to ask. We can discuss it more after this weekend, on Monday, when you're past the hesitation and sensations of what we've just done and will continue to do over and over for the next few days. Just keep it in the back of your mind that if you were so inclined to really do everything you can for us, you can take a turn with your best friend. For now, just relax inside of me. We again do have to go a few more times tonight, and we have all weekend to make sure I'm a mother. Then later on, my wife and I can go over what the future can, not will, hold for you. Basically, if you wanted to stop with me or go for the ultimate prize, two virgins, gloveless, and repeatedly until we're both full. And if this arrangement continues thereafter for some reason, well, we'll look at that further when we get there, yes? Until then, just enjoy me and what I am, what I offer to you, a woman hungry for motherhood and soft to your touch, open to your approach and happy to be with you. So, you ready for round two? Mm.